Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most thought-provoking topics in your AQA GCSE Religious Studies course, capital punishment. This is part of Theme E, Crime and Punishment, and I promise you, once you understand this topic properly, you'll find it genuinely fascinating and you'll be able to pick up marks confidently in the exam. So what exactly are we covering today? We're going to explore what capital punishment actually is, why it's such a morally complex issue, how different religious traditions, especially Christianity, respond to it, and what non-religious thinkers like humanists and utilitarians have to say. We'll also go through the key exam tips, common mistakes that cost students marks, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's get started. Right, first things first. Capital punishment, also called the death penalty, is the execution of a person as a legal punishment for a crime. In the UK, it was abolished for murder in 1965 and completely abolished, including for treason, in 1998. This is a crucial fact. Examiners regularly catch candidates out who incorrectly state that the death penalty still exists in the UK. It does not write that down. Now, globally, the picture is very different. Over 55 countries still retain the death penalty, including the United States, China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Amnesty International campaigns actively against it worldwide, arguing it violates the fundamental human right to life. Let's talk about the purposes of punishment, because this is the framework you need to evaluate capital punishment. There are four key purposes, and I want you to remember them using the acronym RDRP: retribution, deterrence, reformation, and protection. Retribution means making the punishment fit the crime, giving the offender what they deserve. This links directly to the Old Testament concept of lex talionis found in Exodus chapter 21, verse 24, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This is proportional justice. Some Christians, particularly those who take a more literalist approach to scripture, argue this supports capital punishment for the most serious crimes like murder. Deterrence is the idea that punishment prevents future crime, both by the individual and by others in society who see the consequences. Supporters of capital punishment argue it sends a powerful message. However, critics, including many criminologists, point out that there is little statistical evidence that the death penalty actually deters crime. In fact, some U.S. states that have abolished it have seen crime rates fall. Reformation is the belief that punishment should aim to rehabilitate the offender, to help them change and become a better person. This is where capital punishment faces its biggest challenge, because you cannot reform someone who is dead. Many liberal Christians and humanists argue strongly for reformation over retribution. Protection means keeping society safe from dangerous individuals. Capital punishment permanently prevents reoffending. However, critics argue that life imprisonment achieves the same goal without taking a life. Now let's look at religious perspectives. Christianity is the main religion you need to cover for AQA, but you should also be aware of broader perspectives. Conservative or literalist Christians may support capital punishment, drawing on the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6 states, "Whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made mankind." Romans chapter 13, verse 1 instructs Christians to obey governing authorities. And if the state uses capital punishment, some argue this is a God-given responsibility to maintain order and justice. However, liberal or progressive Christians strongly oppose capital punishment, and their arguments are compelling. The central concept here is the sanctity of life, the belief that all human life is sacred because humans are made in the image of God. This is called Imago Dei from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. If God created all life and declared it sacred, then no human being, not even the state, has the right to take it. Jesus himself challenged the lex talionis principle in the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 to 39, he said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil." This is a direct rejection of retributive justice in favor of mercy and forgiveness. And perhaps most powerfully, on the cross, Jesus forgave one of the criminals crucified alongside him, recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 43. This act of forgiveness, even in death, is seen by many Christians as the ultimate model for how to respond to wrongdoing, with mercy, not execution. Now, for non-religious perspectives. Humanists reject capital punishment on the grounds of human rights and the risk of miscarriage of justice. Humanists believe in human dignity and the right to life as fundamental values that do not depend on religious belief. They point to real cases where innocent people have been executed, In the UK, Timothy Evans was hanged in 1950 for murders he did not commit. This is one reason why the UK abolished the death penalty. The irreversibility of execution means that if a mistake is made, it cannot be undone. Utilitarians evaluate actions based on whether they produce the greatest happiness for the greatest number, a principle developed by Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill. A utilitarian might support capital punishment if it genuinely deterred crime and protected society. But if the evidence shows it does not deter effectively, and if the risk of executing innocent people causes widespread fear and suffering, then a utilitarian would likely oppose it. Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. The biggest mistake I see in scripts is confusing corporal punishment with capital punishment. Corporal punishment means physical pain, like caning. Capital punishment means execution. These are completely different. If you mix them up, you will lose marks immediately. The second most common error is stating that capital punishment still exists in the UK. It does not. Abolished 1965 for murder, 1998 completely. Know those dates. For the 12 mark, evaluate question, which is worth a third of your marks on this section. You must present a balanced argument. AQA rewards candidates who can see both sides. Use the farm structure, for the statement, against the statement, religious response, my conclusion. Your conclusion must be a justified judgment, not just a summary of what you've already said. Tell the examiner what you think and why, using the evidence you've presented. When you quote scripture, don't just drop it in and move on. Explain how it influences a believer's attitude. For example, don't just say, Christians believe in the sanctity of life. Say, the concept of imago Dei, found in Genesis 1 verse 27, teaches that all humans are made in God's image, which leads many Christians to conclude that no human authority has the right to take a life, even as punishment. That kind of developed explanation is what gets you into the higher levels of the mark scheme. For timing, allocate roughly 1 minute per mark. So for a 12-mark question, give yourself 12 to 15 minutes, including a minute or two to plan your farm structure before you write. The command word evaluate means you must weigh up the arguments and reach a conclusion. Explain means give reasons and develop them. Describe means give two developed features with supporting detail. Know your command words. They tell you exactly what the examiner wants. Okay, time for the quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. What does lex talionis mean, and where is it found in the Bible? Answer. It means an eye for an eye, proportional justice, found in Exodus 21, verse 24. Question two. What is imago Dei, and why does it matter for this topic? Answer. Imago Dei means image of God, from Genesis 1, verse 27. It underpins the sanctity of life argument against capital punishment. Question 3. In which year was capital punishment abolished for murder in the UK? Answer. 1965. Completely abolished in 1998. Question 4. Name the four purposes of punishment. Answer. Retribution, deterrence, reformation, protection. Remember, RDRP. Question 5. What does Matthew 5 verses 38 to 39 say, and how does it challenge capital punishment? Answer. Jesus says, turn the other cheek, rejecting retaliation and supporting mercy over retributive justice. Brilliant work for sticking with me through that. Let's do a super quick summary of the key points. Capital punishment is the death penalty, abolished in the UK in 1965 and 1998. The four purposes of punishment are retribution, deterrence, reformation, and protection. Remember, RDRP. Conservative Christians may support it using Lex Talionis and Romans 13. Liberal Christians oppose it using Imago Dei, Matthew 5 verse 38, and Luke 23 verse 43. Humanists oppose it due to human rights and the risk of miscarriage of justice. Utilitarians evaluate it on outcomes, and the evidence generally does not support it as an effective deterrent. In the exam, use FARM for 12-mark questions. Always explain how scripture influences belief rather than just quoting it, and never confuse corporal with capital punishment. You've got this. Good luck in your revision, and remember, every mark counts. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode.